Oh, we talk about the deck that had taken place in Afghanistan. We're joined on the line by Al Jazeera political analyst live from Qatar, Hashmatullah Musleh, who speaks to us from Qatar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you taking out the time to chat to us. Give us the background to what happened at the American University in Kabul.
Well, from what we know, there was a group of armed men who attacked the American University. There was a serious gun battle, and the result was that some 13 people were killed, and the people who attacked the university were also killed in the subsequent fighting.
How long did the siege last?
Well, the siege lasted, it started in the early hours of the night and lasted till the early hours of the morning. And but this shows that the government is losing its grip on the security across the country. The government in Kabul came on the back of a very grossly fraudulent election. The current president, Mr. Ashraf Ghani, who was backed by the Americans and favored by the Americans, came to be the president of Afghanistan during these disputed elections, and subsequently he agreed to share power with his rival, Abdullah Abdullah. But very recently, Abdullah Abdullah, who is the chief executive of the government, came out and said that the government is dysfunctional, that the president is not having any meetings with him, and that the ministries are not working properly. And this came at a time when the Taliban were advancing in some very strategic positions in the northern part of the country. Now, the Taliban are taking advantage of the tribal landscape of Afghanistan. We have Pashtun tribes who have moved northwards in the country, and they have settled there long ago, some 100 years ago, 80 years ago. And these Pashtun-dominated enclaves have become the recruiting ground and the operation ground for the Taliban, and they happen to be very strategically positioned. Because in Afghanistan, there's a very deep tribal war going on. Sometimes it heats up in the form of current wars that you see, and sometimes it is very cold. The Pashtun governments throughout Afghanistan's history have dominated power, and they have created settlements in the north. And those settlements were often placed along the highways and strategic passes. And today they work in advantage of the Taliban. The security situation in Afghanistan has deteriorated because the government, the central government, has no vision of how to tackle the Taliban. They do not, in fact, it appears that there is no will to attack or take the war to the Taliban, because the government increasingly becoming Pashtun dominated, and the Taliban are also a Pashtun entity, and there are negotiations going on, and there's a feeling that there has to be somehow a unity of the two brethren against other tribes. And this is extremely dangerous for Afghanistan. And this is what the international media is not really focusing on. They're only focusing on the issue of, oh, the Americans are in Afghanistan, and so therefore the Afghan issue is a foreign issue. No, there's a very deep internal divide in Afghanistan, and it is being played right now at the government level, and it is affecting Afghanistan in a very, very negative way.
Yes, the various layers in a really complex conflict that has now prolonged gone on for a very long period of time. In terms of the university itself, can you perhaps share with us some information about the university? How old is the university, and how long has it been operating in Kabul?
This university, I cannot tell you exactly the name, the number of the years it's been operating, but it has been operating since the Americans came to Afghanistan. They established this university, and so has India and Iran, and other governments have gone into Afghanistan, established various institutions for education and universities for the people of Afghanistan. Remember, Afghanistan suffered or is suffering for the last 30, 35 years or more suffering the consequences of war, and a huge and the whole generation, basically. We can say that something like more than 90 to 95% of the people of Afghanistan have been deprived of education. Now these universities have opened up and they are providing some type of education to the people of Afghanistan. The fact that this university was attacked is because of its name and its symbolism. It is American University. And it is a university that is teaching political science, is teaching applied science, and it has quite a number of students. It was attacked by an armed group, which up to now no one has claimed responsibility. But the whole hallmark of the attack on this university shows that it was done by the Taliban. There's a lot of symbolism in attacking this university, because the Taliban or other various political entities who are armed and are at war with the government see that Afghanistan is under a foreign occupation, and Afghanistan is under attack from foreign cultures. And they see these universities as gateways to westernization and to secularism. So therefore it was attacked, and unfortunately so many people lost their lives there.
Yes, unfortunately, the loss of life is what has become a reality. Now, you spoke about the fact that there has been no group that has claimed responsibility, and that the signs are that it is the Taliban that had carried out this. In terms of the Taliban, has the Taliban been taking over lots of land across Afghanistan in recent months?
The Taliban have taken strategic positions in Afghanistan. Like, for example, they have taken the cross border between Afghanistan and Tajikistan in Kunduz province, and they blew up the bridge that was connecting the two countries, only to shortly lose that. So it's a war of cat and mouse. They go and take a strategic place, they embarrass the government, then they withdraw. And they are engaging with the government in multiple theaters of war. They have also taken a place called Dandaghuri, which would effectively, should they keep that place and use it as a launching pad, they could actually cut off Kabul from the north. Dandaghuri is in the northern part of the capital, linking the capital to the northern part of the country. So the Taliban are now operating in 14 provinces across Afghanistan, and they are moving from small enclaves to bigger enclaves and taking over land from the government. And this is precisely because the government has not been able to win the hearts and the minds of the people. It's an extremely corrupt government. There's enormous infighting within the government over every single appointment and over every single post. The chief executive, Dr. Abdullah Abdullah, and Ashraf Ghani, the president, are negotiating and arguing amongst each other, and their teams are at each other's throat, to put it that way, over every single post. And this has made the country extremely fatigued, and the government institutions are not working very well. In fact, in some cases, we could say the government institutions are absolutely paralyzed because of this in ongoing fight.
There seems to be a very, very dark area that Afghanistan is going through in this regard. Is there hope? Is there light in the end of the tunnel?
Pardon?
When can we hope for things?
Is there light at the end of the tunnel?
Yes.
There has to be very, very big concessions made on the part of the two partners within the government, Dr. Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani, if they are going to salvage Afghanistan. And there has to be genuine peace negotiations, not only with the Taliban, but with Hezbollah Islami of Hikmatyar and other small factions and parties within the country that are not happy with the government. But this government is so at odds with the reality that it's actually, it's not fighting its enemies on the outside, they are fighting themselves within. So, with this current leadership, unfortunately, I do not see any light at the end of the tunnel. There has to be a change of leadership in Afghanistan. There has to be a goodwill agreement in Afghanistan in order for the country to move forward. So far, every single agreement has been imposed from outside. It has been a political agreement. And political agreements, largely in the third world, are used as a respite to get into power and then annihilate your secondary enemies or other people that you perceive to be your enemies or rivals. That mentality has to be forsaken, the idea of zero-sum game in Afghanistan. Afghanistan is a multipolar, politically it's a multipolar nation. Ethnically, it is a nation, it's a mosaic of ethnicities. There's no major minority in Afghanistan. And they all have to come together to accept that if they're going to save Afghanistan from partition, if they're going to save Afghanistan from disintegration and a failed state, that they have to rise above petty politics. Remember the Islamic State or ISIS is on the wing, sitting in the wing. They are recruiting in Afghanistan, they are talking to people, and they have a campaign. I think that the Islamic State should not and must not come to Afghanistan, because Afghanistan has enough problem of its own, and the Islamic State should stay where it was originated and where it is at the moment fighting. But that does not seem to be happening. They are trying to capitalize on the weakness and the failure of all parties in Afghanistan. The Taliban, when they take an area, the only thing the Taliban can do is to invite people to what they regard as Sharia or to what they regard as Islam. They cannot provide any amenities, they cannot provide jobs, they cannot bring about development and the material progress to the people of Afghanistan, which is very much needed, and it is part of Islam. At the end of the day, Islam is a religion that calls for Umran. Umran means development. Development of earth, development of land. The Taliban do not have a problem like that at all. So therefore, Taliban cannot be a solution for the future of Afghanistan. At the same time, the government has not been very honest with the people when it comes to the issues of Sharia, when it comes to the issues of Islam and some moral codes and moral issues, which has disenfranchised a large number of Afghanistan's rural community who are very religious. So there has to be a middle way between the Taliban way and the government way, and there has to be an end to foreign interference and foreign occupation in Afghanistan.
Yes, those are important things, and it's only once those are achieved that change will come. We appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Jazakumullah khair for speaking to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.